Now, there are fears Sydney's coronavirus outbreak could have spread to regional New South Wales after a man travelled through the state's west while unknowingly infectious. Broken Hill, Orange and Nyngan are on high alert and testing is ramping up after an 18-year-old Sydney man resident visited the towns on a camping trip before testing positive. The case has prompted a government warning for all Sydneysiders to stay away from the regional and rural areas. In Victoria, the number of venues listed as exposure sites continues to grow as the government reconsiders whether Victorians should return to offices as planned next week. Public servants were due to begin a phased return to work from next Monday. Other offices were going to increase from 25 to 50% next week. A man has been arrested over a hit and run that killed two young boys and injured two other children and a woman near Dubbo in New South Wales' central west. The woman and four children were struck while walking beside the street in Wellington yesterday afternoon. A 6-year-old and 7-year-old boy died at the scene, and 9 and 10-year-old boys were flown to the hospital in Sydney. A 34-year-old woman is in a critical condition. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning of flash flooding across Queensland's north as ex-cyclone Imogen causes widespread rain and thunderstorms. Flood warnings are in place for several rivers across the region, with the tropical low expected to dump significant rain in the state's north over the next few days.